Welcome to Spoilers Encouraged, where we read bad books so you don't have to. I'm Kayla.
I'm Jeff.
And I'm Eileen.
Awesome. Welcome, guys. Do you want to do your little fuck, marry, kill, Eileen?
Yeah, I have it. Okay, pick one at random. Captain America. Nicolas Cage. Your cousin.
Ew.
It just says your cousin.
Well, that means I get to choose which cousin.
You get to choose which cousin, in which case, R.I.P.
gotta marry Captain America.
Oh, what absolutely. Yeah.
And Nick
Plus,
Cage?
Like, you what can only experience. Live with you can only live with Nick Cage's voice for so long, you know?
And I think it'll be an experience in bed.
I bet it'd be interesting. You get a good story out of it, for sure.
For sure.
Something you didn't know you were curious about.
Yeah. We're learning about ourselves. Okay, I'll try another one. Kim Kardashian, James Corden, and David Attenborough.
I don't know who that is.
He does
Isn't
all
he
the
guy that does the nature documentaries? Like the super old British dude?
I'm Googling him right now.
You know, I don't know what he looks like, though.
Is he dead? Oh, no, I don't think so. No, but he's 97.
But he's got to have money. Let me see.
I was just wondering that. If I
net worth. Check out his net worth. Yeah, that might change things.
Good 15 mil. I feel like he'd be worth more, but yeah, 15 million, not bad.
Okay, so I'm marrying him.
Yeah,
absolutely.
100%.
I'll be a widow soon, fingers crossed.
A real nice elopement.
God, I'm sorry. I hate James Corden. I have to kill him.
I know. I would 100% kill
him, no
James
matter
Corden.
Who came up in this list.
Yeah. 100%. As soon as he showed up, I'm like, the only way you're surviving this, sir, is if we get another family member.
I love that. Really, family member over killing James Corden.
Well, I would rather kill my family member than fuck or marry them.
Oh, true. I forgot about the other parts of this. I was just like, I want to kill.
You're like, James Corden.
I
want to
kill him so
die.
Hard that I can't imagine not doing it, that I forgot what else we have to do in this game.
Do you imagine if it was like a real like horror situation and you had to choose and you killed James Corden and then turned around and they were like, so do you want to fuck or marry your cousin?
I'd be like, oh, and that's when you're like,
whoops.
That's like a Twilight Zone episode where you're like, fuck. It's when you off yourself, right?
100%. I could, you know what, when they make an episode of Black Mirror that follows
we should
this
write
plot
this
line.
In as a spec
yeah.
Script.
Be like, you stole this idea from us.
Amazing. All right. This week I read Morning Glory Milking Farm. I don't know if you guys saw this when it was going around TikTok.
I did not.
No, it's a lot of fluids happening. It's a book 1 of 4 as well. So it's a whole series, guys. Let's get into it. So our main protagonist is Violet. She's a very broke millennial who's desperate for a job, you know, can't pay her rent. She moved to the city to get her master's degree, but only has a part-time job as an urban planner and like a nonprofit that's not giving her any money. Her parents keep offering for her to come home and live in a loft above the garage for free. And even though she doesn't like living in the city and she's not making any money, that's like, she's like, I will do anything except for go live in this loft at my parents' house.
I feel like that's relatable though.
It is until we learn what she does.
Okay.
Until we learn what she decides is better, maybe we'll have some different opinions. So she's really depressed about this. She finds an amazing job ad. It has flexible hours, vacation, insurance, good pay. It's pretty vague on what it actually is, but she's like, how bad can this possibly be? So she goes to the neighboring suburb for her interview. And the neighboring suburb, like, there's monsters. They exist in this world.
Of course.
That's never really a, like, it
they're
seems
not, they're
like
not hidden at
hasn't
all. It's
always been the case, but there's no world building, so I don't know why. But so this suburb is very mixed species.
And this sounds like a book that would have had really great world building. Shocked to hear this.
So she's the only human in this whole group interview at the farm, they call it. And it's literally farm themed. You go into the lobby and there's like fake grass and there's like a barn painted, all that. But then you go inside and it's all medical, white, sterile, like definitely kind of a medical facility. And the whole time she's getting a tour by this like blue tiefling and they're told they're going to have access to training videos for 24 hours. And you have to let us know, do you want the job or not? But she's like, I still don't know what this job is. She's just kind of following them around. And then they finally get to the introduction video, and this fox lady appears with a group of minotaurs behind her. She's like, welcome to the farm, everybody. And then she learns this is a job for a milking technician. And then you're going to milk the minotaurs. And it's exactly what you think it is. They take the minotaur into the room, and she starts milking him.
I need to Google and refresh myself what a minotaur looks like.
Oh, it's like a bull man.
Oh, okay.
Like from Greek mythology, the minotaur. It's half bull, half man.
What does you a guys. Female? What does a female minotaur look like?
We don't really meet any.
Oh, I see. I was thinking of a different form of milking.
Oh no!
I was lying.
Hand jobs, guys. Hand jobs.
I'm with you now.
So many hand jobs.
This makes so much more sense.
This is.
Oh my goodness!
The cover of this book.
Wow.
The sexy minotaur and his milkmaid.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. So it ends up why they do this. There is a reason. Minotaur semen is a key ingredient in a new kind of Viagra. So they have to collect as much as they can.
Everyone.
And they do this with good old-fashioned hand jobs.
Huh.
There is a mechanical assistant that catches it. So, you know, you don't get covered. Which is a scary prospect because... 24 fluid ounces they collect per session. Do you guys realize how much liquid that is?
So
that's
like
a giant Stanley worth.
Yeah, like this is 12 ounces.
Yeah, that's nothing. You will be overfilled.
Jesus, this is half of it. Two full cans.
It's too much. I'm not going to lie to you. It's too much.
That's too much. And no, thank you.
Also, like, it literally goes into milk-looking jugs, which I was, like, a little, maybe a little too much into the theme. Like, old school.
You gotta wonder if any of the women there have made the mistake.
Well, they do talk about it sometimes. They're like...
Oh, no.
You don't get the machine on at the right time. You can change your scrubs, and then you have to call the janitor crew in to, like...
Oh, my God.
Clean up the sterile... Because it is for pharmaceuticals, guys, so it's a very clean, sterile situation. And,
so then
you know,
you would think that they'd have a machine that would be able to do it in that case, because it's not like it sounds like a very sexy situation.
Well, if you read the chapter.
So if it's just clinical, it can just get like a milking machine.
It's not sex work. It's clinical. But then we learn at the end of the book, you can read his like a chapter in his viewpoint for the first like time he goes. And I guess there's other milking houses. Like this is a very popular thing for minotaurs. But those are... pretty much just like a little stall where you literally just
okay.
They don't have these fancy machines or these nice girls.
So so this is like is like the fancy one.
So she decides though, you know, she goes home and she's freaking out obviously over this 24 hours to do it, but then she decides she's going to take the job. She needs the money. And you know, it's for a pharma company, so it's totally legit. It's not creepy, it's not sexual. She also decides not only is she going to take this job, she's going to be so goddamn good at this job.
She's like, I've been training for this.
I've always been type A. I've always put my all into everything. She's like, I'm going to be the best goddamn milker there's ever been.
You know what? I respect it.
I mean, I guess. Yeah.
You got to have dreams.
You got to be good at your job. I
got it. Got it. The whole time she's doing this, like, especially when she goes into, like, her first actual having to do it, she's just like, I live my life by that motto that, like, any job worth doing is worth doing well.
Wow.
Okay.
And that's certainly she's got a good outlook, I guess. But she decides this is better than living in a loft over her parents' house. Which, honestly, I'm not sure.
Can you imagine her posting on LinkedIn, like, come join my team?
She, to be fair, she does not like tell her parents what her job is. She's very vague.
It's I work at a pharma company, and that's all you need to know.
Basically, yeah. She's like, yeah. I work with like clients of a pharma company. No further explanation needed. And so she's like nervous her first morning, but not because she has to jerk off a minotaur for the first time.
Sorry.
But because she's such a perfectionist that she's like, she just doesn't like not knowing how
she's
to
like, people. How do I jerk off a minotaur better than it's ever happened?
Exactly.
Before?
How do I make sure I'm the best milker?
This is the world's greatest hand job.
And the setup is kind of weird too, because the Minotaurs are like in this top level, and then they kind of lay in like a described as like a mall massage chair, and it just goes through a little hole to the lower.
Oh my goodness!
Level.
So it's like a horizontal glory hole.
But they can kind of still see each other because it's like glass wall. So okay. It's, once again, guys, very medical.
Mm. Very medical.
Very medical. And she's kind of like not against it. She's like, wow, they're kind of good looking. And she's like, you know, very big. And then she learns there's a few different guys that come into this thing. It's the earners. They just want their money. The clock watchers, in and out as fast as they can possibly go. And then the good little cows.
Oh my God.
They like to be called a good little cow and are like really into the whole milking situation.
Wow.
And because of that, they do have scrubs that are like, look like little denim overalls or like a milkmaid outfit.
Oh my goodness.
So sometimes
it's clinical, but I do need to dress like a milkmaid.
But sometimes it's a little less clinical than ever. But after the first week, she's making so much money and she was so broke before that she's like, you know what? Love this.
Would you guys jerk off a Minotaur for how much money would you need to get paid?
So much, I think.
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot. 24 fluid ounces.
I would need like Taylor Swift level money and be like, I need multiple private jets.
She's not making enough, I would say.
I'm going to say probably more than what she's making.
Absolutely.
Lifestyle money. That's insane amount of money.
Because for her, she's like, I can finally buy groceries and like pay more than the minimum on my credit card.
I mean, I wouldn't need that amount to do it for once, but to do it as a job for like a year. Yes, I would.
I mean, I guess
I would not do it for less than that.
Okay. But also it's if you have a safety net to just go live with your parents while you look for another job.
Right.
That also adds a lot more to it where I can go do something else.
For a second, I thought you were saying that to me. You're like, you don't understand her pain. Check your privilege.
Oh no, I'm like, she had this
you
privilege.
Have a
she
safety
could
net.
Use. She could use this privilege. She kind of just wants to milk a Minotaur.
She's choosing to not check her privilege.
She's like, you know what? I'm gonna pretend like I don't have it. But so this whole time she's just been training, so she hasn't actually done her first milking. She's just been like
she's like
setting up the machine and like following the girl around to make sure. But she says, like, in preparation, she's been watching that training video for hours, like, making sure she, like, you know, zooms in and is like, okay, this is the right technique.
What's the technique? Yeah. It's an like, art.
Really studying the art of a hand job. She's very into it. So it's her first time, and all of her confidence is suddenly gone, because at first she's like, I'm the best at this job there's ever been. But she's like, oh, I actually haven't done the main part of this job yet. So now I'm a little nervous. So we meet our main Minotaur. He's a CEO Minotaur. So he's got pressed slacks, crisp little shirt going on. And she's immediately like, oh, wow, I didn't realize they were so attractive. And then she gives him a very dedicated hand job. She's going, I think, beyond what is medically necessary.
Can I ask a question? So he comes in slacks. So does he take them all the way off?
Yes. She comes in and he's like taking off his slacks and folding them and like putting them over a little chair.
Okay.
And she's like, he's the biggest I've seen. He fills up the whole hole. Because once again, it's just coming through a hole. So she gives it her best. She's dedicated. And she's also, like, totally turned on by this and trying to ignore that. But she has to cancel her plans after work to go take care of that herself.
Logistical question. How far off the ground are they? Because I'm picturing her, like, reaching above her head, like, changing a light bulb, right? Or is it, like, eye level?
I've been trying to picture this. I think it's just a few stairs up. And okay. They're so tall that I think it's kind of just like a little slightly up.
Okay. So kind of like eye level.
It's probably lower to do a good. Well, no.
Yeah, like your arms are going
to
get tired.
Pull in.
Yeah. Arms are going like to get this. Tired.
And she does say he's like looming over her on the top floor.
I hope they have like ergonomic, like, arm sling or something to protect them from muscle strain.
I hope so. Apparently, they're all very quick. Like, they're 30 minutes is the longest you're supposed to be in there. And they're like, it's 15 minutes really tops.
But you only do, but how many a day do you do? Because it ends up being
a lot. Oh, well, so there's also, you can get a, she learns there's a cash bonus for the top milkers of the month.
Oh.
She's trying to go for that. So whoever does the most, but she has like quite a few during the day. She sees a lot of dick.
Yeah.
And then later that day she finds you can get tipped as well if you've done a particularly good job. So she finds a nice crisp $1 bill, like perfectly new and all that. She's like, oh, that was him for sure.
He folded it up.
Yeah. And in the next 3 weeks, Violet is becoming employee of the month. She is killing it. And she's like, but she hasn't been turned on since that first milking. She's like, it really isn't sexy. It's very clinical. It's very medical. But then she gets a request. So once again, it's not sexual, but you can request the same girl. You're not guaranteed to get her, but you can be like, I liked her.
Well, it's not sexual, but she just is very good at her job.
Yeah. And it usually means high tips. So she's like a little nervous. She's like, oh my God, wait, that's like very anxious. Like, who
didn't
could
it
be? Did
you say the tip was $1?
100.
Oh.
Oh, I also like thought really it was $1. I was like, girl.
I was like, girl, high tips?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
she's like
she's
going
very
for a
broke.
Five this time.
No, it was a very clean, crisp
one. It was $100. Okay.
And she just knew because of how clean and crisp it was. Like,
I also was like, why is she impressed he gave her $1?
Yeah.
I was like, maybe it's just the fact that it's crisp. And she's like, so who has a $1 bill that's that pristine?
To be fair, she's like very impressed with how like she can imagine his big hands like folding it. So it's her first guy again, of course. And they have like a little banter this time before they start. And like, usually you're not really supposed to have like too much, I think, back and forth with your clients. And he's like, are you still in school? And she tells him no. And he looks relieved that she's not like a child. So that's a good thing. She's like 27. And she also like kind of lets him know where she lives, which probably isn't the smartest idea when you're doing a job like this.
No.
Like unintentionally, he was just out of asking or something. She's like, oh, I live there too. Like, girl, but he's a good guy, so she'll end up being fine.
I mean, he folds up his money, so.
And once again, she's super into
it. Spoiler alert, she's not dead.
Still majorly in debt. And then 2 weeks later, her main cow is back again. And this time, he requested her last slot of the day, because the time before, she was kind of having a bad day, and he thought they kind of joked that it's his fault. And she's like, oh, I'm so delayed, so I have to kind of rush through you. So last one of the day, so he doesn't have to rush, you know? Like, she can take her time. So it becomes every Friday, 6 p.m. slot, he's coming in to see her.
I would be kind of pissed, because I would be like, sir, I want to leave for my weekend.
Except she's, like, loving this. She's looking forward to every Friday. She's counting down the minotaurs till she gets to the one at the end. She's very much feeling it, which is kind of gross. So, yeah, they're really just starting to fall in love, though. And then she starts really giving him personal service. Like, it's very not medical. So, of course, he's coming back. And he also tells her, like, oh, you know, you're new to this area. Like, you should try this coffee shop. It's, like, super good. I expect next time I see you that you'll tell me how it is. She's like, oh, I kind of like that he bossed me around. I'll go try it. And then she goes there. She's freaking out because she's the only human there. And she doesn't have that many experiences with monsters. And she's like, I don't even know what to do. But luckily, this little vampire just comes up to her and pretends like they're best friends and basically pulls her over to her table and they sit down. And ends up, the vampire works at a different kind of donation center for blood, of course.
Oh.
He works at a vampire restaurant where they use the blood to make vampire food.
Interesting.
Yes.
They don't just have, like, straight up blood.
No, they, like, apparently do cool things with it once it's a little congealed.
Oh.
She said there's also human food, so you can bring your human guest. And, like, there's a charcuterie board for them.
Nice.
How inclusive.
It's very inclusive. But she said, like, one of her clients was there, and, like, some of the ones who do the blood donations are very creepy. Because it doesn't have to be sexual, for sure, the blood donations, but they seem to make it that way.
So she's love that the Minotaur is getting jerked off. That's clinical. But the blood donations might
be. Yeah, there's no way that that's not sexual.
Well, I would think as well, but she's like, no, they just whip it out. I'm like, I feel like you don't have to let them.
Yeah.
Also, it doesn't sound like the vampires are drinking them. They, like, use a needle. So they're just taking a blood donation. But these weirdos that are donating are still getting off on the vampire aspect.
Weird.
Very weird. But anyway, she's fun. She was, like, turned in the 80s, like, college 80s girl. And they become actually friends. Like, she's pretty excited that this other girl does a similar weird donation job as her. So she's like, oh, my God.
You love to see women supporting women.
True, because she's not really telling anyone else what she does.
I get that.
And her girl crush on this Minotaur, who she doesn't know his name, and she just jerks him off for 15 minutes a week. It's out of hand. She's, like, driving around this whole area being like, do you think he lives in this part of town? And, like, imagining what his house would look like. And, like, no, he wouldn't live here because, like,
he's
too uptight or, like, this house is too girly.
I was worried about him stalking her.
Oh, no, really. It's very much the other
way around.
Okay. She's, like, looking up his birthday. She has his birthday because she has his medical file. And so she's, like, he's a Capricorn. I'm, like, looking up everything about Capricorns.
HIPAA violation.
She's, like, I didn't even believe in horoscopes before this, but, like, I have to grasp at straws because I don't know this. So one day she gets some cancellations from her little good cows. They cancel. So she goes to have a long lunch with her vampire friend. And while she's, like, sitting there, literally she's, like, fantasizing about, like, having Minotaur babies with this man. So vivid that she thinks she's imagining his voice behind her. But, of course, it's him. He's there.
Oh, goodness.
So he buys her her drink, her little floofy drink, of course. And she's sitting there, like, basically just staring at him. And I think she's like, I'm going to take my shot. And I guess doing more than just jerking him off in a clinical setting. But then Katya asks him, like, will Lucille be coming to the party with you this weekend? And she's immediately like, oh, my God, he's married. Oh, my God, I'm so stupid. And, like, freaks out. So she just kind of spirals and basically lies about having a lunch date. She's like, I gotta go. I have a lunch date. Bye. And they like just have a weird staring contest with each other where they're both obviously pissed off. And then he's like, wait, you're going back to work though, right? And she's like, oh yeah, I'll see you in 2 hours.
So enjoy your date. Jerk me off later.
They had this really awkward standoff because he was like about to ask her to like, let's have coffee together. And she was like, I have a lunch date.
Oh, goodness.
Ran away. But then he's like, you're still going to, like, you know, take care of me later, right?
We still have our 6 o'clock appointment, right?
Always. She's like, oh, yeah, of course. And then she also hears, like, one of her clients talking about the nose ring. And he has a nose ring. His name is Rourke. She now knows his name. But it means, actually, that's like a marriage ring for a Minotaur. It's their nose ring. So he has one. And she's like, oh, my God. I can't believe I didn't know that before. And so they're trying to act casual when he comes in. And she's just like, so, like, what's that ring mean? Just curious, you know. Just curious about Minotaur.
I have no idea.
And he confirms, like, yeah, it's a marriage bond. But I've been divorced for 2 years now. He's like, I just thought it might hurt to take it out. So I haven't yet.
Oh.
And instead of being like, oh, I maybe misassumed, she's like, the girl must be his girlfriend, and now I'm super pissed. And he's also, like, they're very unprofessional, obviously, because he's also like, how was your date? She's like, who's Lucille? Once again, this is his medical provider, basically. Like, as they're giving a prostate exam, basically.
Maybe Lucille should be checking your prostate.
I mean, that's basically where this fight was going. It's like, yeah. Why isn't Lucille here facilitating this donation?
I have some milkmaid scrubs for her.
And then he's like, what? That's my neighbor. He's like, we used to be like the only two single people in this group. So like we would show up a lot together. But now she's got some big orc boyfriend. And like, he's like, we just used to come together. That's all. She's like, oh. And at first she's like about to cry, literally about to cry. She's like, I think I ruined this. We could have been making out in a parking lot after having coffee. And now he's never going to come get jerked off by me again. And, but then she remembers he's a Capricorn. And it's sometimes good to make your Capricorns a little jealous, mm-hmm. as long as you come back and, like, clear any misunderstandings quickly. So she's like, that wasn't actually a lunch date. She's like, I was just meeting my friend, the vampire. And then she gives him a huge makeup hand job, basically. Like, a hand job of the ages.
A huge makeup hand job.
Huge makeup hand job.
She's like, I'm doing it extra good this week. So a few weeks have gone by, and she gets a trainee, and she's like, I can't believe this trainee's with me, because he's coming in at the end of the day, and, like, I don't want her there.
Make it weird.
Yeah. Plus, she's supposed to let the girl, like, be doing the actual jerking, so she's like, but I can't let her do that to my guy. My guy. Also, this new girl isn't very good at her job. And she's, like, really insulted that this girl hasn't dedicated herself as much as she has to this.
She
job.
Does not care about her craft.
She doesn't. She's not good. And then, so Violet gives her, like, some pretty harsh feedback on how to improve. She's like, have you watched the videos? She's like, I don't understand. Like, I thought it was just fine if they came. Like, it's happening. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah. We are literally just here for this clinical specimen collection.
Yeah, no. She's like, no. It's a whole process. She tries to make it. It's about speed. It goes faster. But she's obviously just pretty into her job. And then she's like, you know what? Because you're not getting it right, I'll do this last one.
You are such a waste of space.
And then I think she thinks she's being subtle with her, like, flirtations, but, like, they're obviously flirting with each other and, like, making comments that's, like, obvious they probably saw each other that one time. It's just, like,
yeah.
Something non-pure client is happening here. And she's also like, I really hope he doesn't notice how adoringly I jerk him off. Like, how much affection I touch him with.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't.
Save my best technique for him.
I kept waiting for some kind of conflict to happen in this book. Like, you know, anything.
Literally.
Because I thought this girl's going to be the conflict. She's going to, like, go to HR and be like, this girl's having a very inappropriate relationship with her jerk-off partner.
It
never really comes up. But so Violet has a death in the family. She's gone for 2 weeks and she comes back and he's, like, pretty upset. He's like, where did you go? I've been here for my weekly sessions. You haven't been here. He's like, I got rid of my nose ring for you.
Oh,
he's like, you left me with, what did they call her? Steel Grip Sally. He's like, I'm very safe. He's like, she was awful. How dare you?
Steel Grip Sally.
He's like, they wouldn't tell me. She's like, yeah, I mean, that's for my safety. Like, she's like, I mean, you know, I like you, but, like, it's probably good they're not just telling people.
Yeah.
Where is this
girl? Where are you all the time?
What would you guys think the male version of a Steel Grip Sally would be?
That's a good question. I mean, it would just be like a blind mouse. A blind mouse mic?
Blind mouse mic. I love that. That's amazing.
So they get back to their little flirting and all that. She gives him another very, very passionate apology handjob, where she's intensely fantasizing about, like, going to town on him. And then she kind of goes up to talk to him for some reason, like, actually up the level, sort of face to face. And he's like, where were you? For real? Like, where were you? And she starts crying.
Oh, goodness. There's nothing sexier.
But of course, it does lead to him very gently, you know, holding her head and, like, wiping the tear away. And he's like, can I take you to coffee? You can talk to me all about it. So they go to coffee and they're going to get to, you know, they're getting to know each other. They're chatting. Of course, he's, like, very sweet. He's like, I want to get to know you outside of the milking facility. I think you feel the same way. He's like, say no if not, but I would like to start
taking. Is this a retelling of Pretty Woman?
Oh my God, is it? Is it? Maybe. He does. He's like, I want to spoil you. I am very rich.
Sold.
Sold.
Good for you, girl. Yeah, go ahead.
So she's like, oh my God, absolutely. I've been wanting to jump your bones since you first logged in. He kind of, though, during this time, keeps going for his weekly appointments.
That's Matt's making it weird.
And they also, as they start dating, he like wants to take it slow on the sex end of things because he's like, I just,
well, because
like,
he's already getting handjobs.
Exactly. And he's like, it's like so sex fueled. But like, I'm like, you're still kind of showing up to a lot of your weekly sessions.
Yeah. He's like, you can give me orgasms.
Meanwhile,
but I really shouldn't be giving you orgasms because we need to take it slow.
She's he would if it was clinical.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
she's not paying him for it. So, like, it's just, why give it away for free?
True. In the end, she's like, oh, he just wanted me to take the lead because he wanted me to be comfortable with. But I'm like, I think she was given signs. This girl was so ready to go off. Was desperate. So maybe he was being a little too much of a gentleman. But they're having a girly good time getting to know each other. She does learn out more about his ex-wife, which we don't know fully why they divorced, but it looks like she used to be like a good old-fashioned Midwest girl and then turned slowly into like an influencer girl. And she is a Minotaur. The ex-wife is a Minotaur. So she's like, okay, I guess they just drifted apart. And that's fine. And she's just really trying to get him to sleep with her. They finally do. I think it's terrifying sounding.
Well, I mean, yeah, 24 ounces.
Yeah, 24 fluid ounces.
That's a lot.
And it seems like he goes more than once.
Oh, like, how do you hold that amount inside you?
You don't. He even says the first time, he's like, this is a waterproof blanket, but I should have done towels as well.
Oh my goodness.
That's too much liquid.
That's too much. Too much.
Also, just the size of him. Because the first night, he's like, no, we can't actually have sex yet. You have to be, like, prepared. So he's like, I'll just, you know, take care of you the way you've been taking care of me. And then,
I mean, finally.
Yeah, seriously.
But the girl was so desperate that she basically passes out afterwards. Cause like
about the amount of liquid, like, she needs, like, a Dexter saran-wrapped room.
That's what, That's why she needs her own medical facility. It's also, there's these special little cleaning pods to dissolve it, because otherwise it would just like plug up all the drains.
Oh my goodness. Like
sprinkle it on.
I love, amongst all of the world building.
Oh, there's a lot about
that's this. That's the part the author was like, you know what their drains like need.
No, there's literally a scene where they're doing it in the shower. She's like, wait, the drain.
Oh my God.
Well, you know what? She's responsible. Can't tell her she's not.
You can't. And things just go really well. There's like no miscommunication. They just fall in love. He's like, I'm going to find you a job in your field. And he does.
What is her field?
She's like, it's art history on an architecture side of things. Okay. So she's going to help restore parts of the town, like using materials that are almost like the olden days.
He's like, now that we're official, I don't want you jerking anyone else off.
Oh, no, 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 no. She's going to keep that job part time. Oh,
okay.
Cool.
And she does ask him at the end. She's like, do you want me to quit? He's like, I would never ask that of you.
We'd love someone respectful.
It's clinical.
And she's also like, I mean, if I'm not, but she's also like, I don't want anyone else jerking him off. Not only is she still working.
Oh, so he would go anyway?
He still goes.
Oh, goodness.
Not only does he go, we learn there's a rewards-like system.
Oh, my God.
That he is getting, like, top tier. She comes home and he has a shirt on that's just, like, mega milker.
Oh, my God.
He's got, like, a coffee mug and a pin.
Oh, my goodness.
Can I ask? I guess there's, like, no HR.
Yeah, that never comes up. I thought that was going to be, like, part of the whole thing. No, okay. She gets a new job, she gets a new apartment, she becomes friends with his neighbor, like everything's pretty good. Lucille. We go slightly into discrimination against, multi-species relationships. Mm. But that's really at the end. We hadn't seen too much of that before that.
What an odd thing to work into a cozy book.
I mean, because part of it is she has to call her mother and be like, I'm not moving home. Because I also have a boyfriend. He is a minotaur.
I met him at work. I'm moving
to this multi-species town. Hope you'll come see me with dad.
Oh my gosh.
And it seems like that might have not gone perfectly, but...
And can minotaurs and people have children together?
I think they can.
Because I'm just... It's just so much semen.
Yeah.
So much.
Like...
Terrifying. It's not clear. I think so. I think he mentioned his mother was human. Okay. Or his grandmother was human. So I think they can.
So hopefully she's like doubling up on birth control.
And we know that the elf and orc next door apparently can as well.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So it does come up as a like interspecies.
Yeah.
Babies can happen.
Okay.
So that'll probably be down the line. There's three more books. So
we'll see.
I don't know if they're all milkers. I'm assuming it's a different creature with a different kind of like need.
Oh, it's not four books about them.
No.
It's like, I was thinking it was four books about them. I bet you the next book is about
vampires.
That would make sense. Oh,
100%.
They teased it. So now they're going to bring it in.
That's true. Sweet berries. That doesn't look like a vampire.
Okay, so milking the minotaur.
I think that's a moth, man.
Oh, wait, no, that was a short erotic story. That's not the right one. This is a different minotaur milking book.
Oh, no, the next one is a charming, nerdy mothman.
Okay, a charming, nerdy mothman.
That's strange. I don't think any of them are vampire. This one's about witches. The vampire is a missed opportunity. Oh, wait, here. Oh, breeding clinic. Oh, that's a werewolf. Nope, we got werewolf, mothman.
Wow.
And a witch. So that was the book. I thought there's too many fluids.
Yeah.
And that honestly, was a
detail she didn't need.
No.
It didn't need that many. Also, it was like, I think it was kind of trying to be cozy, but then it's like so ridiculous that she's just jerking off these minotaurs all day. But there's like no conflict either in the story. And like everyone's very nice.
Yeah.
It is just kind of her like everyday little town, small town life.
If you had to marry a like mythical being that was not a human, that couldn't shift into being a human, what would it be?
Oh, like they could not be.
Mm-mm. So like minotaur is minotaur all the time. You can't be like werewolf, but only in human form.
Vampire.
Does vampire count?
No, because I think that's an easy answer.
Because I guess
they're too humanoid.
I guess they're too humanoid. Just humans are just undead. Like, I guess zombies are not either. Wait, I have to look up mythical creatures.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I have to see what they look like. What I'm not going to do, which is what I just thought, is Google most fuckable mythical creature.
I almost just Googled sexy mythical creature, and I was like, probably not going to get a great.
Well, wait, does a fairy count?
Yeah, because the same issue. Like, it depends on what you mean by fairy. Are you thinking like a fae where it's like a beautiful human with pointy ears? Am I just trying to find
ways to get around this where I'm kind of with a human? Yes.
Yeah.
A fae? Yeah, of course.
That's what about the boogeyman? That's the bad boy of the mythical.
The bad boy.
My problem is with a lot of these mythical creatures. They're just too big.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like looking at
Minotaur seems like the best choice.
I was just going to say, I think Minotaur is maybe the best one there is.
Yeah, guys, I'm just going to go for it. Sexiest mythical creature. What do you think?
I think you're going to get fairies.
No, it's like Medusa, mermaids, the Sphinx.
No. So
mermaids, what is going to... Well, actually, I did see the... what was that thing about the water where she falls in love with the seaman that won the Oscar?
Oh, that one.
Sea creature movie that won Oscar. The Shape of Water.
Where okay, that's guys, this like is actually a Reddit post. Shit. It won't let me open it because it's mature content. Hold on. Give me a second. I'm going to get it.
Wait, is your Reddit, own phone?
Reddit why? Doesn't want you to know what the sexiest mythical creature is.
It better be explicit on here. I'm going to be pissed that I had to download this app to read this.
I wonder if mermaid or merman might work. But as I'm long as the tail part
like
is
creature
down.
Creature of the like blue lagoon merman.
Yeah, I think because otherwise I'm trying to cheat again.
You're trying to cheat again. Yeah. You're like, we can just do a bubble.
We'll just hide stuff. The part that's not human.
What about a demon? But is that also just too human?
It couldn't be human. Is
if like, it has horns, does that?
It could have horns. And then its skin needs to be a weird color.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be fine. You get to hold on to something and they're
horns,
not a thing
yeah,
in a minotaur.
Horns aren't too bad.
Plus, they're probably fun.
Demons? Yeah, because I just saw a picture of a minotaur next to a man, and the minotaur is very, very large.
Yeah, I don't think... That's kind of scary. The fact that she could walk after it, I think was really unrealistic.
Yeah. Otherwise, I would have believed this really happened.
They do also bring up their, like, you know, all the Greek stories about, like, women being sacrificed to the Minotaur. He's like, we did eat them, just not in the way they thought we did.
That's funny. That is funny.
And he's like, they didn't die. They just didn't want to leave after they got dicked down by a Minotaur. So my little review is, did I like it? Not really. It was fine. There's so many better mythical creature like cozy romances, and it's also not ridiculous enough as some of the other kind of weird monster romances I've read. And it had no conflict, like no conflict at all to make a plot really there. I would not recommend it, and it was not good.
Mm. Good to know.
Oh, and I do have one of our questions. What's the most unhinged romance?
Oh yeah,
pairing from this book, which is hard with this book since there's not that many
characters.
They're all kind of. But it would obviously be Steel Grip Sally and the main Minotaur, because can you imagine she goes away for 2 weeks and she comes back and he's like, actually,
she's for me.
I learned I'm super into girls that are not into doing their job and actually make it hurt.
Or when her mom comes to visit, she ends up falling in love with a monster.
Oh, there we go.
That would be unhinged.
Yeah, I could see that happening though.
Yeah.
Oh, no, she is married. That would be pretty unhinged.
Yeah, she goes to the blood bank, meets a sexy vampire.
She becomes a donor.
Yeah.
Oof. That would be a lot.
Yeah.
That was the book of the week.
All right. Just do you know what we're reading?
Might have
next
ended
time?
My monster romances for at least a short period.
You're like, I just can't for a bit.
There
now.
Was too much fluid. I realize I don't like fluid. That might be like my
no sex. In a Dexter Saran Wrap lab.
I can read a lot of unhinged.
That's the limit.
Unaffected. I was like, it's just too much fluids.
And you know what? A lot of times in these books, they mention the downside, but they don't really get into it in that
this
way.
This was like really, yeah, we're really getting into it. When you gave me fluid ounces, I can't.
When
it's hard for me just to downplay it in my head.
When you need something special so that your pipes don't get clogged.
Yeah. And we can't just like have a little fun. Like you have to bring it up. Like come
and
on.
Almost all the like intimacy in this thing has a gloved hand and is being done through a glory hole. Like it's hard.
It's hard. It's for sure hard.
You know, when they're having cute banter during it, I'm like, I don't love this.
No, it's not.
I don't love the cute banter. It's your
not a fun
dagging him off for your job.
Not a fun thing to picture.
Yeah. Also, once again, I don't like a creature that doesn't have a human mouth. I've decided.
Yeah, I get that.
He's like, what is she just kissing his little cow face? I mean, she's about it. She is kissing his little cow face. And then I'm like, is it wet? Is like his little cow
oh my god
like wet?
Yeah, it should be. Cows have wet noses, don't they?
I think so.
Oh, goodness.
Would you?
Let me see what his snout looks like. Because you wonder how that face how that face works in this situation.
She said it is a little hard to get used to when they first start, like, making out, you know, like, his mouth is so big.
Oh, my goodness.
Ew, cow nose secretes mucus that protects the lung.
Ew. Ew.
No, thank you.
Ew, and then they use their tongue to lick it.
Ew.
So he's going to have, like, a little...
Ew.
Like a little booger, and then he's like...
Oh, my God.
And then you're just going to make out with it?
So this was your least favorite monster romance. What was your favorite monster romance?
Ooh. You know, I thought Mothman was very cute.
That did sound cute. See, I don't know if that counts, because I'm like, I would think I don't like monster romances, but I don't mind shifter romances. If you are human.
True. That was a bit of a cop-out.
If they are human when they're having sex, I'm okay with it.
That's a good point. Which ones are mine are actually? What have I read where they stink? The thing is, I read them because they're insane.
Yeah.
But then, like, I don't know if I would say I enjoyed them.
But, okay, do you ever read one of those books and, like, just keep it, like, it's, you read that book so you can tell people about it.
Yes.
Not so you can be, like, keeping it to yourself. Do you ever read those books and you just don't even talk about it at all? You're just like.
Oh, there's probably been some.
Yeah, it depends on how bad they are. I feel it's like it gets to a level where it's like, I can't admit this can't, publicly.
Oh, the Cupid like, one I read was very fun.
Talk about it.
But no, I've probably read as many as I have because I read a lot for this. I've read a lot for this podcast that will never be told. I do read Katie Roberts ones because they're funny. The Kraken one was pretty good. Just straight up dates a Kraken.
Oh my God.
It's a deal with the devil, you know?
You gotta do it.
You know, there's a lot of tentacles happening.
Oh.
No, he's a straight up monster. He's a Kraken. He doesn't change to human.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, her romance books, they stay pretty monstrous.
That does not sound like it's for me.
They're not sexy, but they're interesting to read.
They are an experience.
I like the ones that are, like, the one I read where it was, where Cupid was, like, a fairy creature, and then Santa Claus was a dragon. It was so stupid and funny. Maybe I'll do that on here, because at one point he just runs away. They're, like, mid- hooking up, and he literally just runs into a snow forest and never comes back.
Oh, goodness.
And then is mad at the other guy for some reason. Like, you just left this man freaking out because he's like, are you okay? And then he's like, how dare that man?
How dare he?
How dare he? Jess, do you know what you're reading next time?
I don't know. It'll be a surprise for everyone.
It'll be a surprise. Less fluids next time.
Less fluids.
Much less fluids. I'm assuming. I haven't picked a book, so I guess we never really know until we look, but.
That's true. It might be full of fluids.
Maybe full of
fluids. More books than you would think really like their fluids.
Or fluid forward.
I guess Ice Planet Barbarians is actually my favorite monster romance. Those are.
I could see that.
I did read enough of them. I did not finish the series, though. Too many.
Maybe one day you'll finish it. Never knock it.
Yeah, sure, I could always
believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself.
We'll see what happens.
We believe
in you. I wish there was a way that I could go on, like, maybe there is, and I just don't know how to do it, on Goodreads and, like, see, like, what are people rating some 2-star books?
Ooh, maybe.
Starbucks. Like, 1-star is too low. Those are, like, almost unreadable books.
That's true.
Yeah, it gets to be a bit much.
I did not put this book on my Goodreads.
Why not? It sounded so good.
I made a joke today on a call too, where because they were talking about the bookshelf behind one of the guys from the agency we work with, And he was like biology and like all these super scientific books. And I was like, none of those on my bookshelf. And they're like, oh, what's on your bookshelf?
Oh, no.
I just read like dumb fantasies. They're like, no, tell us. And I was like,
Oh, no.
Then you know your mind goes play for every book you've ever read.
You're like, all I can think of is milking the Minotaur.
So I forgot about the first one I said, but then I was like, and then it came to me, I was like, oh, and some Stephen King. I also like horror. And he's like, I have Stephen King. I was like, okay, this is, I think, deflected enough. I was like, I was just joking that I don't have science textbooks on my, because I'm dumb. I didn't mean to go into, like, the real meat of it.
And that's a wrap for today's episode of Spoilers and Courage.
If you enjoyed our little book club, make sure to rate and subscribe so you never miss an episode filled with literary disasters. Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Spoilers Encouraged and Spoilers N, that's Spoilers E-N, on X.
If you have a terrible book you want us to tackle next, email us at spoilersencouraged@gmail.com to share your thoughts and book recommendations.
Until next time, keep reading. And remember, a book being bad doesn't mean we won't love it.